Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
105.3 FM HD2, Kenner, New Orleans. This is Tom Fitzmaurice, sounding like some a very official kind of a guy, but I'm not that at all. I'll extend my hand to you and the other hand as well. And now back with the first one.
Probably sing him a song too, wouldn't you?
Nah.
No?
Nah. There's too much of it out there. You know, I discovered that I have this really cool radio. I'm inviting you right now to walk through this door and take a left, and you'll see pretty close to the top of that, there are a bunch of different things you could just turn, and you will find our sister radio station. 101.9 right there, playing Christmas music, which they have been doing for a long, long time, and will continue doing until Christmas is over, right?
That's right, yeah. Actually, it's really unfortunate because the night, Christmas night, that's it. It's over. And I just feel like, at the very least, you ought to extend it to, like, Twelfth Night. That's the 12 days of Christmas. Yeah. I mean, why? Because, first of all, it's got to be incredibly lucrative. There's a lot of advertising that is special Christmas on that station. So I don't know why you would cut that off at you know, Christmas. I don't know. Maybe some people, when Christmas is over, that's it. You know, the next day they pick up the Christmas tree and throw it out. But I don't know. I like Christmas music. I'd listen to it year-round if I could. And it certainly gets me through the whole holiday season. But it's like you're on your own after this. Christmas night, it's off.
Well.
You know,
this is a program about food, about restaurants, about cooking and cooking in, cooking out. If you're going to do some cooking for your friends who are going to come over for New Year's and New Year's Eve and Christmas Eve, give us a call and share it with us. We're not just being snoopy into your affairs. We're just we want basically to kind of roll around in it.
Have a conversation. We just want to have a conversation with you, please.
Something like that.
260-6368 is the number. So let's see. We also went to Impastato's on the North Shore.
Yes, we did.
Where the big buzz was that Justin Timberlake was there earlier in the week.
Was he?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, for real?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, that's good.
Yeah, evidently he's doing a movie around here, and so he stopped in there to have dinner and was enjoying the redfish Peyton, I think, or softshell crab Peyton, or one of those things.
Yeah.
Gosh, we did a lot of eating this weekend. So we went to Impastato's. Then yesterday we had lunch at Chimes for the Saints game, which is a new thing that Tom is doing. Tom is now watching Saints games, go figure, after all these years.
Now, wait a minute. My tally on that is I have seen Saints games 4 times. Now, you can't take that away from me.
So we went to Chimes, which I've really sort of tired of, but it was fun to watch the Saints game there yesterday, and it was kind of a boring game at first and got to be way better toward the end, so we enjoyed that, but we left at halftime and came back here. But, you know, we had the usual there. But the Impastato's dinner was really good. It was a festive, had a private party in the wine room. It was kind of a festive kind of evening. And I went carb crazy. That happens sometimes. And I just dive off the deep end with carbs. So we had a couple of baskets of the bread, which is absolutely fantastic and definitely on the list of breads I will eat. And we had some pasta. Tom, of course, had his fettuccine.
How did you know that?
Let's see. What else? What did I get? I don't know. I have to think about what I got.
Well, I definitely
I had my remoulade, of course. Yeah. Let's go to Greg.
Greg, welcome to the food show. Hey, Greg, is that you? Greg?
Gregory.
Oh, Gregory.
Oh, Gregory. Hey, I haven't heard from you in a while.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, who needs Justin Timberlake when we got Tom Fitzmaurice?
That's right.
It's what I say every day.
Oh, yeah, I hope you do. Now, you guys, I always make it back in the day, well, for the last 23 or 4 years, I guess, I always try to get in a phone call to Tom at least to wish you guys the best of Christmases. And, you know, of course, Happy New Year.
Yes. Have a blessed, blessed next week and a prosperous 2020.
Yeah, I think it's going to be terrific, especially for you guys. And I'm glad to see that, you know, Tom is really – now, what did you say about Tom? He's doing something now. What is
– what?
I started laughing. You said something right before I clicked on you were saying Tom has a new job or something. I don't know. Whatever. Maybe
Tom
I
has a new job? Maybe I better check into this.
I think it was like keeping Marianne happy or something like that. I don't know.
Oh, well, I'll do anything I can to make Mary happy. And I never get tired of it, and I never get
close to it.
You guys have had a firecracker of a show this past Christmas week, and I think it's terrific.
Good.
It was wonderful hearing Adam Aquistapace and Eric
Aquistapace. Nice I almost
people.
Killed him, but, you know, what can I say? I don't know how. Now I know what not to do to open a champagne bottle.
Well, you know
do you
what?
Like La Bruyere? Cool. I really love that.
Yeah, well, it's terrific. It's not champagne. It's sparkling wine, but it is terrific. Yeah, and there's another one, and yeah, they're not very far, called Peyro, but I ain't going to go into that. I'm going back to my New Orleans roots. I ain't going there. No, but it was wonderful hearing all your callers call in and talking about their, you know, what's your big protein for Christmas Day. And, you know, since Tom made it famous 4 years ago, I still do the root beer ham on Thanksgiving and Christmas. But we do this, my brother makes a rib roast, you know, the crown rib roast. And, you know, that's always the centerpiece. And there's a big stuffing. And then somebody called you the other day. I think it was Mike75 who
very possibly could have been, yeah.
And he's asking what kind of sauce goes with beef Wellington. It's called a Peyro sauce. Tom, you remember the Peyraud.
Oh, Peyro. Yeah, Peyro. Sure.
That's it. Yeah, and that's basically a demi-glace with a lot of other ingredients added. So
that makes sense for sure.
So anyway, we'll be thinking about you guys, and we'll be thinking about all the great dishes that I've gotten from your cookbook, and they'll certainly be shrimp remoulade to start with. Tom's recipe, of course. I hope to see you guys soon in the new year, and I just hope that you guys have a wonderful Christmas. All right, bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
They're all leaving. I got to go. Bye.
All right, bye.
What was that last?
260-636-8 is the number. That was Gregory. And he was, I think, trying to get in a quick call before leaving to go somewhere. And people were waiting for him. Anyway, we were talking about, what are you?
What?
No, you're just humming? Okay, I didn't know.
You're just in the background. Is that irritating you?
Well, I didn't know if. Doug, you ought to be used to that by now. Come on. 260-6368 is the number. I was lamenting the absence of stuffed crab. I cannot believe I am the only person who has noticed that stuffed crab in the official old New Orleans sense of the word are kind of disappearing from menus around town. You know, stuffed crab used to actually have a lot more crab in it. And then in the 70s, 80s, it became a lot of bread.
Can I explain this a little bit?
Yeah.
What you're finding is good old-fashioned prices going up and a scarcity of crabs.
Mm-hmm.
And we have had to put up with that for the last several years, and some of them really badly. And it actually has improved a good bit in the last couple of years, but still not what you could call beautiful. But we'll get our crab meat again, but it's a tough commodity to get your hands on this time of year or any other time, but it's happening now. Let's just put
it's one of those things that I would imagine it's not that easy to find people willing to sit and pick crabs, because that's quite a job. Although there are people who have done that their whole lives. You know, that's what they did. That's their job. And I guess if you do that, it's kind of like rolling tamales. You know, you are there with the same people every day. They become family to you. It's kind of like an old-fashioned human thing where, you know, like you go back 1,000 years where people would sit around talking to each other and knowing each other and getting into their heart and soul while they're doing mindless activity. And I think that, you know, there's something to be said for that, you know. Anyway, it's probably not a lot of people who think that, so it's probably not that easy to find people to do those jobs. You were talking about Thomas, the oyster shucker at Manali's,
mm-hmm.
who I have to say exudes heart and peace and
yes.
all wonderful things coming from a true happiness within.
Wonderful guy.
He absolutely, there's an aura around him. He exudes that. And it's a wonderful feeling to be greeted that way at the front door of any restaurant, especially one where they've been doing that for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
So kudos to them for being able to keep someone like that at the front door and for him to stay that long. But only in New Orleans would you walk out of a restaurant and have the security guard walk up and start singing. And only if you're married to Tom Fitzmaurice would you stand in the parking lot and have him sing with the security guard for a couple of different songs. That's a unique experience that I had Friday night.
It adds music to and other things
to our lives.
To our lives, and why not?
It does. The dining room at Pascal's Manali on Friday was filled with regulars. It was a quintessential New Orleans experience. It was the waiter that you would imagine would be the kind of waiter who has made a great career lifelong, making good money as a waiter. Someone who truly enjoys it, knows everything about it, knows the particulars of how to cultivate a clientele that comes to see you regularly. These are things that you probably don't have in other places, but in New Orleans, that is a culture. And our waiter was like that. Although I have to say that he was talking about something that he does on the side. And now that there's Dale from the old Tony Angelo's who's doing his late in life thing on the side, I'm wondering how many other waiters have been biding their time and are doing something via Facebook where they are having their own little business. And it's great to hear about that. You know, so
I'd be surprised to hear that. Except
his
maybe
is called the Underground Smokehouse.
I had a feeling
the
it
Underground
had something to do
Smokehouse,
with barbecue.
And it sounds really interesting. And it's on Facebook. And I have to check it out a little bit better because we were only talking to him briefly while he was busy with many other tables. But that was a unique experience. And I haven't been in a long time. And I will look forward to going again because it absolutely is. It's not the typical Grand Dame, but it's certainly right up there in terms of age and history, for sure. 260-6368 is the number. We were talking about our lunch today, which spurred the conversation about stuffed crab. And let's see, we went to Impostados. I didn't finish about Impostados.
But before you jump into it, can I give another perspective on that?
Yes,
on
please.
Manali's? Not on Manali's. Well, I could talk about Manali's too. But Impostados, we hadn't been there for a while. And no particular reason. It just didn't fit the schedule. But we were there a couple of days ago, and it was packed to the heap. And I was noticing, you know, it took them a while to get that business going. And now it's very clear that it has achieved.
Is going.
It is definitely.
It's going.
Well,
yeah.
It's staying there, maybe is a more appropriate way of putting it. But they are doing it. And I didn't want a particularly huge dinner because I'd already had one that day. Started off, well, I'll get back to that in a second. I had to get things going. I had a salad, you know, no big deal. And I had a soft shell crab for the entree. But what I was really interested in is that fettuccine they do there. And they, for most of the time, the one in Madisonville was always, I thought, a little too thick, a little too everything else. But it's the one in Metairie that's just perfection. It's so thin. It's like paper. And then they toss it with the sauce. That's really good, too. And it's really a very simple dish, yet there it is.
Well, I had a redfish almondine after my shrimp remoulade, which they call shrimp capri, I think. And it's just all so good. It's delicious. 260-6368 is the number. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM HD2.
Obviously, was Bing Crosby, but at the beginning, you heard a different voice, and as a matter of fact, he wrote the song, and he was just sitting over here on this other recorder, and it certainly was that way, no kidding. Here he is right in front of us, Mel Torme. Hmm. Anybody know what Mel Torme's big hit was?
No.
That's exactly right. Exactly right.
Oh, Doug, how could you do that to me? Oh, gosh, don't put it in his brain.
I didn't even set that up.
Oh, my gosh, 260.
But it really was Mel Torme.
Oh, no. It's like they're ganging up on me, people. Help me, 260. What? I know, 260-6368. I'm not going to say it because if I say it again, then it might stick in Tom's brain and he'll say it again. And people who listen to this show anyway will know that that's what, I'm not even saying what it is, but it just pops up like a little bizarre thing that just like, you know, an incoming. Anyway, okay.
Happiness is a wonderful thing.
That's talking about throws me off of my throws me off the game. So we were talking about food. We were talking about all kinds of food, as we always do. We were mostly talking about all of our escapades, our eating escapades for the last few days. Which, as I think about it, it's no surprise that I've gained weight this year because my gosh, listen to all
You've
of that food
weight?
That we've done
How much?
Just the last couple of days.
How much?
You know what?
I mean, how many, you know,
on
how many
Friday,
pounds?
On Friday,
hey.
I'm not going to answer your question, Tom, dear.
Oh, okay.
I'm not going to answer
right,
your question.
Okay.
This from a husband who put my weight on my 40th birthday cake. Wasn't that sweet? Anyway, so I'm not going to answer that. But we had a lot of eating that we did over the last couple of days, and it's kind of astonishing as I tally it all up. On Friday, we had Adam Aquistapace on talking about champagnes and sparkling wines for the holidays, and it was such a wonderful show that I didn't get to mention something that was in the almanac that day, and the almanacs are so messed up that I don't even know
I'm looking at it right
yes,
now.
Yes, Tom, but we've already done all of the things that's on there, and I don't know why they've gotten so messed up, but we're not going to do this because we've already done those things. But one of the things that was on the list was that as he goes all the way to the end, it might be for today. Tom, scroll down some more, because all these things that we talked about on Thursday were actually for today's almanac. So maybe this thing is also on here. No, on Friday was the anniversary from 1928 of Harry Ramsden's Fish and Chips.
Now, where the heck was that?
It started in Leeds, England, but I discovered it in Brighton, England, and it was right on the coastline, right by the boardwalk, and it was a walk-up fish and chips. And, you know, I have my fish and chips obsession, which is that I always get fish and chips wherever I see it, and I always come away with the thought, why do I love fish and chips? And the answer is I really don't like fish and chips, but I think I do.
England.
No, but you know what? It was good for what it was. I mean, it was this big piece of cod that was fried, and it was greasy because all fish and chips tend to be greasy. And the chips are certainly unique. They're not the kinds of French fries that we have, but they really are, I guess, what you would call chips. But I thought it was good for what it was, but I've decided that I'm not really all that much a fish and chips fan. Mm-hmm. I just like the idea of it. They did have something that was really interesting there, though, that they had a tartar sauce that was labeled Heinz. It was a Heinz tartar sauce. You know these little to-go packets that you get?
Mm-hmm.
It was a Heinz tartar sauce, but it was so sweet when I opened it up. I'm wondering if they make a sweeter version of it for England.
Is this a product called
tartar sauce?
No,
Heinz tartar sauce.
Yeah, but there's another one that kind of functions in the same way.
No, it said tartar sauce. It was tartar sauce. It was Heinz. And I opened it up expecting a certain taste, which was more like pickles. You know, they have the little tartness of the pickling. But it was really sweet. And I was curious about that. You know how they make different things, like a Mexican Coke tastes different from
have you heard
an American Coke, because it's a different vanilla.
This sounds like a joke, but it's not. During the summertime, Coca-Cola, I don't have a completely perfect background on this, but apparently it's true. I've heard it from enough places that I think it is. That they added some cinnamon to Coca-Cola during the holidays.
Just for the holidays.
Just for the holidays.
Have you tried it? Because
no,
you said you were going to go look it up.
I've been looking for it.
Does anybody know where Tom can get that cinnamon Coke? Because he's a cinnamon nut.
Cinnamon.
And he would love to try that cinnamon Coke. So if you know where Tom can get that, let us know, please.
But since you've introduced the idea of something that comes in a jar or it's a little bit sweeter, listen to this. This is a product that the moment I saw it, I thought, these guys are going to make a fortune on this, and it's going to be very much liked by a lot of people. Get a load of this. Tabasco mayonnaise.
That's probably been around. I just ran into it yesterday, though. I'm sure it's probably been around for a while.
Pretty new. That's the kind of thing that
it's a great idea.
Could be using, because it's the way I make little sandwiches at night instead of doing whole meals. But they... Yeah. But there they were, and I haven't tried them yet, but I think that's a really great idea.
Oh, you'll have to make yourself a sandwich tonight?
No, I don't know. I'll be too...
Well, that's right. You'll be going to the party. Yeah.
My heart will be breaking. I mean, I'm telling you, I'm dead serious. My heart is breaking today.
Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, that's sad. Yeah. That's sad. 260-6368.
Frosted window panes, candles gleaming inside. That's enough.
We invited the security guard to call us, and I wrote the number down, and I really wish that he had called us, because I wanted him to call and sing with you.
I have it. I have it at home.
You have his number?
Uh-huh. and I'll bring it, and let me tell you.
Wait, you have his number? He gave you his number?
Yes, but it's not in my hand at the moment. It's sitting on my desk
okay.
at home.
Okay, so then but go ahead and find it.
Let me give you a rendition, a little bit of the kind of music he was doing. I can't match this.
It was kind of gospel-y. He had this really, really deep, is that a baritone?
Oh, no, it's a basso.
He was good. He was really
good.
And
it sounds, let's see, what goes with that? Gosh, that's a hard one.
I don't think you can go there, Tom. I don't think you can sing. I don't know. Is that a range where you could where you could sing that kind of voice
down
and then
on the
do
range,
your
yeah. mm-hmm.
and then do your little your falsetto, the Lion Sleeps Tonight. That would mean
that one.
Yeah. So if you can do that, you can't do the kind of deep stuff that he was doing, can you?
Because
then I'd be really impressed with your range.
I can't get close to that.
Okay. Well, anyway, if you're doing something really special for Christmas, give us a call. That's 2 days away. We are going to be going over to someone's house it's a family party. And there will be gobs of food there, a lot of which we will have cooked, but certainly not all of it. As long as my sister-in-law brings her green bean casserole, all will be right with the world. She was not at Thanksgiving, and neither was her green bean casserole. And now that she will be at Christmas, I will be very happy about that.
Oh, well,
it's
I'm
a
glad
special
you worked
kind
that
out. Of green bean casserole. It is not the jerky onion one. If you're doing that, then I'm sorry, because the one that she does is more of a breadcrumby and olive oil, and it's really, really great. I have to say, it's really great. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. We are talking about, you know, the usual nothingness. We have had a lot of meals, so we could go a whole show of just talking about what we've eaten, which been kind of extraordinary.
How much tartar is in tartar sauce? I mean, tartar.
How much tartar is in tartar sauce? Probably just a sniff of it, because that is the, byproduct of making wine?
Exactly right.
Is that what it is? Yeah.
Yes, excellent.
And you just need like a little smidge of that. And I don't even know why you would know that, why you would need that. Why do you need that?
Tartar sauce?
I mean, tartar sauce is mayo and pickles.
Yeah, well, that's the way we use it. But the ongoing, official flavor in that is what you get when you add a little bit, a very small amount of cream of tartar, which is like powder.
Yeah, so why do you even need that?
You don't. It's a joke.
Yeah, so what's the point of it? It's a joke. So you don't really put tartar sauce in tartar. You don't really put tartar in tartar sauce.
You'd never see it.
What do you use cream of tartar for, Tom? Because you can buy it. So what do you use it for?
I don't use it at all. I don't like it.
Well, no, but I mean, I'm sure that there are things that you would, that a person would use cream of tartar for, otherwise it would not be for sale on the shelf.
Well, it could be. My thought about that is that there's an acidic, maybe even a citrusy kind of quality to that, because it does come out of wine.
I mean, there must be some use for it, or people would not buy it, because if people didn't buy it, it wouldn't be for sale. So what is it?
I can solve that.
Okay. All right. Yeah, go ahead and look it up. We'll take a break, and we'll be back.
We don't have to go that far.
Well, we do actually have to take a break, though.
Here is a book that is full of reasons.
The music says we have to take a break, Tom. Do it when we come back. 260-636-7. You're listening to WWL 105.3 FM, HD2.
Hey, y'all. It's that time, and Santa's back. I went to the mall, and I sit on Santa's lap, and I said, Santa, I want something new for my garage. What might that be? I leaned into his ear and I said, vroom, vroom. I've been naughty, but I've also been nice. I made a wish list and I checked it twice. I want a new Porsche and a matching Benz. Santa, let me show you how big free to spend. Lips are red, pockets are green. Tis the season to be queen. Silver and gold on my key ring. My gifts need gasoline. Make it jingle, make it jingle, make it jingle.
It's interesting kind of music, isn't it? You are listening to The Food Show. I'm Tom
Fitzmaurice. Doug, where are you getting this stuff? Of course, Doug digs up everything. Anyway, all you got to do is say something and Doug will have it.
Well, for that, we thank him.
I got a text saying the green bean recipe is something that we need to talk about. So let me direct anyone who is interested in that green bean recipe to Thanksgiving on nomenu.com, because I listed it and gave the recipe straight from my sister-in-law's wonderful recipe card, and it should be there. And I'm going to look it up myself, and I will give it, but let's. But first I have to let the cat out. Go ahead, Tom.
The cat?
The cat wants to go out. So.
Oh, okay. The cat will now leave the room, please. 260-6368. 260-6368. We talk about nothing but food here, but you know, it's this time of year when you love a lot of things and a lot of people. And I hope you are going to have that during the whole holiday time. And please feel free to give us a call and tell us what's going on with the people you like and what you're giving them, what you're cooking at home. You know, it's a great time of year to do
Christmas
some serious
gifts. I want to hear about Christmas what you gifts. Want for Christmas, uh-huh. If it's a food gift or an appliance for food, or if you're giving someone something. Tom's been wanting an espresso. So 2 years ago, we got him an espresso. Then he never used it. Then we gave it to someone else, and now he wants it again.
over on my end of the pile, there was... two days ago, I checked into my sock. There's a better name for that.
Stocking,
yeah. And you put your kids' little prizes in there every overnight, and then they wake up and they go, "Wow!" It drives kids nuts. If you have little kids, especially, do that. My mother did it for me and my sisters, and to this day we relish all of that. But anyway, on another aspect of that. Where was I? I fell into the ditch here.
Yeah, I can't help you, Tom, because I'm looking up the recipe for the green beans.
Oh, well, while you're doing that, it just reminded me what it was.
I got it. It's a stocking. Okay, the green bean recipe will be forthcoming. Let's see. Now I did the sweet potatoes. I'm still looking, folks. Still looking. Anyway, go ahead, Tom.
We knocked me off into the ditch, but
string bean casserole. Here we go. String bean casserole.
Yeah, yeah.
If you are looking for the string bean casserole, I'm going to run through it very quickly.
Fresh beans?
Well, you know, you could, but I would steam them first because they should be the.
But they're not frozen.
They should be the tenderness consistency of the kind you would get out of a can. But I can assure you that these are from the can. So for six, this makes I say six. But the people who love this green bean casserole, this could be for two. Who knows, you know? But for six normal people who are not obsessed waiting all year for the string bean casserole, this would be six. 3/4 of a cup of olive oil. A medium onion chopped finely. 1/2 pod of garlic chopped very finely. 2 cans of green beans, rinsed and drained. 2 cans of artichoke hearts, chopped well. 1 cup of Italian breadcrumbs. 1 cup of Parmesan cheese, finely grated. And 2 tablespoons of melted butter. So essentially, you put all of those things into a saucepan. And you stir them together. And then you put them in a baking dish, and you sprinkle more Parmesan and breadcrumbs on the top, drizzle with the melted butter, and then you bake for 20 minutes at 350. So I would say that you take the olive oil and you saute off the onion, add the garlic later because you don't want to burn it. Then you put the green beans in, and then after you've done all that, you add the breadcrumbs and the Parmesan. Then you put it in the baking dish. Then you add more Parmesan and breadcrumbs. Honestly, just keep putting the breadcrumbs and Parmesan, because how far wrong can you go? And then you drizzle the melted butter on top. Mm-hmm. You bake it at 350 for 20 minutes.
Let's see.
It should be greasy and garlicky and Parmesan cheesy and breadcrumby and delicious.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it is.
I was thinking of, I was just looking over the clock.
I'm going to call her and tell her now that I'm excited about it, she'll have to make a third batch. Go ahead, what?
We only have about 10 minutes left in the program, but there was one item that I think some people will be very pleased by if they have the patience to do it, and that's to make your own, you get the cream cheese.
Yeah.
And what you're making there is a, hello?
Cheesecake.
Cheesecake.
Ding,
cheesecake,
ding, ding,
thank
ding.
You very much.
I want prizes for my guesses. Go ahead.
Well, that's would make a good prize.
We need a.
They take a pretty good long time to work, but it's not a lot of work. And I always make these with some citrus inside of various kinds. Satsuma. I made it with Satsuma this year. Anyway, it's a great recipe. It comes from the late chef,
Lonnie Nisley.
Chef at Lonnie Nisley, yeah. And it's try it sometimes. It'll impress the daylights.
I have the recipe right here, Tom.
Oh, good. Well, then
it's very long, though. It's really long.
But it's not as hard as it seems.
You have to go back to nomenu.com for Thanksgiving. There is a piece called From Our Table to Yours. It is flanked by an adorable, if I do say so myself, hand-painted turkey icon, hand-painted by our grandson. And it's no mistaking that that's what it is. If you click there, all of those recipes are on it, including the orange cheesecake.
Mm, good.
And I'm going to take that same orange cheesecake recipe and eliminate the sugar and the fruit and all of the sweetness of it and keep just no, Doug. Do you like crab meat, Doug? I'm going to take all the sugar out of it and I'm going to insert crab meat and shrimp and vegetables and make it a savory cheesecake. You got to love that.
Well, that can be done. And it's
okay. Well, let me inject Stephen right now.
Okay.
Hello. How are you? Are you there? Hello.
I said hello. Holiday greetings.
Holiday greetings. Okay. The other day, Emerald did a ham, and I know somebody called in about a ham and had not cooked one. He did orange slices and lemon slices with a cinnamon stick to hold them on the ham. And then he put orange juice and lemon juice with brown sugar over it as a glaze. And he cooked it for 2 hours at 350.
Mm-hmm.
Emerald also made yeast bread that you've been talking about this week.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'm going to try. You know what? I'm not going to do it. I'm not even going to do it for Christmas, but I am going to do it very soon. I'm going to make that basic white bread. It's called pandemi. That's it. Yeah. And I will let you know when I finish how it comes out. What else you got on your list, Stephen?
Okay, stuffed crabs. Maybe why we're not seeing as much of them is people have finally realized how terrible a product it is. And when you bought a seafood platter, the stuffed crab used to be extra. So maybe people aren't buying it as an extra anymore.
I don't know. I don't know.
Friday, I went out to Langenstein's for Benny Grunch and the Bunch.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And I looked on their, I don't drink, but I looked, went through their champagne, and they had that $12 champagne, that Conti or whatever
LeConte?
It was.
Yeah.
Yeah, you look Conti. And it was $9 a bottle.
Oh, boy.
Not $12 a bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
And that Mexican Coke is made with cane sugar, not corn syrup.
Okay.
So that's why there's a difference in the taste.
I see. Okay.
Uh-huh. And I haven't seen the cinnamon. But Tom can just sprinkle cinnamon in a Coke.
This is what we depend on you for.
Well, I will. When I go to racetrack tomorrow, I will look to see if they have it.
All right. Good. What's your mom doing for Christmas?
She is in Florida with my brother.
Oh, good. Okay. Okay.
My brother flew up and got her the other day and brought her down.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Which they normally do. So she'll be there for a week or 10 days or something and then go back.
Wonderful. All right.
So, and my sister flew in from St. Croix to Florida, so.
Well, why aren't you going to Florida?
Because I'm here, my niece and nephew. You know, my sister's deceased, so I sort of have taken on the niece and nephew.
Okay.
So I'm going out and deal with them.
Okay.
So.
All right.
And well, then we have the big dinner on, you know, for 40 to 50 people on Christmas Day.
Okay. So. All right. Yeah. And you are bringing your bread.
Yes, bread and a turkey.
Okay.
And a sweet potato pie.
Okay. All right. Well, that sounds like a good plan. All right.
Okay.
Take care, Stephen. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye.
260-6368, if you have some plans for Christmas that you would like to reveal to us, we'd love to have them. 260-6368. We have, let's see, I'm trying to think of, I keep tottering between things that I'm going to bring because I'm the appetizer girl. And I've decided that I'm going to throw everyone a curveball and go get some salmon from Mandeville Seafood, which has fantastic seafood. And then I will put it on the grill and smoke it. And then I will make a smoked salmon dip. But I was thinking that I'm going to make it up by doing cream cheese and lemon juice and maybe some sour cream, but also the purple onions that you see served alongside salmon and also capers. And mix those together. And that's going to be my surprise dish. People will be expecting pimento cheese, but I will give them smoked salmon. But, you know, that's a good dip. Those smoked fish dips are really good. They're hot right now, too. Pyre Provisions has a good smoked trout dip, I think. You can get them all over the place. I think Brown Butter has another good one. But it won't be trout. It'll be salmon. Anyway, the green bean casserole that I gave is part of our list of Thanksgiving recipes. And now I have to come up with another whole list of recipes for Christmas. And I am vexed by this.
For Christmas?
Yeah, I might try that. I might try to resurrect that Gruyere bread pudding. Do you remember my Gruyere bread pudding days? It was essentially a bread pudding with Gruyere in it
and
mushrooms, like a mushroom and Gruyere bread pudding. You know what? The more I think about that, the more I might do it. I might bring that.
It's a good,
that was really good. It was good. Yeah. And you're going to do the beef, so we would put that in the. I got to do this tomorrow, so I'm going to find that Gruyere bread pudding recipe. But we have to keep crunching out new things, so I have to think of things that I'm going to do that will be different for Christmas other than the ones that I did for Thanksgiving.
Well, I think you'll manage to get everybody wild enough.
I'll have to find out if we even have a show tomorrow. Remember your show that you used to do with the Christmas singing, the caroling? And
yeah, we used to do that.
We do that every year.
And the prize every year was I had this huge box of cookbooks in
here.
And I would offer them, you know, if you are the winner, you just come on over and you pick out whichever one you like. But the problem was, we were singing all this, and there's a delay in this gizmo here, and it makes the whole thing, the speech of one person kind of off a little bit from another person, and it was very irritating. So we stopped doing it. But I keep on doing this poem which takes me the better part of 2 days most of the time. But
better get started.
I better get started is right. So then, you know, that's the whole program. And then, of course, I have to check my stocking to see if there's another little package of
gosh, I have to go get you some. I have coffee. To go get you Christmas gifts. Tom's the only one who cares about Christmas gifts, so I'm going to have to go do that.
Is that true?
Yeah.
No,
well, the
one
only
else?
One I know. You're the only one I know who cares about Christmas. No, I don't care about Christmas gifts.
You don't like? No. Okay.
Well, that's not true. I give myself trips. I give myself things. I never did trust you to give me gifts, Tom. Anyway, 260-6368 is the number. We are talking about the usual foolishness, but Christmas. If you would like a very particular food gift from someone, I'd like to know what it is. Or if you are going to give someone a very particular food gift or something food-related, like maybe an appliance.
You never know.
Yeah, like an Instapot. Who's getting an Instapot? Who wants an Instapot for Christmas? You know, I see them all over the place.
There was a minor catastrophe in my family about a year ago, and it involved the fact that our microwave oven had died. And I thought that was no big deal, and I let it rot for a long, long time. But then I realized how much I couldn't get by without a microwave oven for certain minor things. I don't cook with it particularly. But then again, someone gave me one for Christmas last year, I think. And I was so pleased by it because it was from out there somewhere, and I hadn't given it a thought. Also, the fact that it only cost $50, which was just a great investment, I think. So, anyway.
Well, microwaves have gone down in price a little since
obviously,
first came
but
out.
The first one I bought was $700.
Is that right, really?
It was. This.
Oh, my goodness.
1975
really?
Or thereabouts.
Oh, my gosh. That just goes to show you. Wow. Well, we have the old microwave, which it turns out is not bad. It was the plug behind it that's bad. So now we have two microwaves. We have have an old one and a new one, a big one and a little one, an expensive one and a cheap one.
Well, yeah, that's good enough.
Yes, I'm going to make some food gifts this week for people that will be receiving some. I haven't decided exactly what it is, but it will be.
It's a no-brainer. I've got it right here.
What's that?
It's so funny whenever I see it. It's where did I do with this? I just had it a second. the garlic pralines.
I was thinking it's like you're waiting for something with your eyes closed, but then you have a finger open so you can see if you dare to peek. So I dare to peek, Tom. What's it going to be?
It's going to be
garlic pralines.
A garlic praline with extra garlic.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, I have, as we are doing the show, I have the spin dip that I am making for your party tonight on the stove heating, and I almost burned it again. I burned it last night, and I scooped out everything except the burn part, and then I'm warming it now, and I almost burned it again. So you know how you go to a restaurant, it's like twice baked potato. This will be twice burned spin dip.
Here, which one of these medications would you like us to give you?
Anyway, well, you know what? I would give the number again for people to call, but they don't have to call because the show is over. I'm not even sure if we have a show tomorrow. We're going to have to check. If we turn up, we turn up. And if we don't,
we won't.
Everyone have a wonderful Christmas, and we will be with you again on Thursday. So maybe tomorrow, but definitely Thursday for sure.
Thanks a lot.
And regardless, I hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas.
Thank you, Marianne. Thank you, Marianne. Thank you.
Good night, everyone. Have a wonderful evening, a great meal tonight, and a fabulous holiday. WWL 105.3 FM, HD2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.